The Health Service Executive is insisting that hospitals around the country have sufficient intensive care beds on any given day to cope with any surge in COVID patients needing acute care in the months ahead. There are currently 281 ICU beds in operation around the country, but that's a decline from the number at the beginning of this month when 356 beds in intensive care units were open, staffed and in operation. Hospital consultants are saying that ICU provision needs to be stepped up, not just in the face of the COVID pandemic, but also to cope with what is expected to be the usual winter demand for acute care. We can talk to Dr. Fergal Hickey, who is emergency medicine consultant in Sligo Hospital and also a former president of the Irish Association of Emergency Medicine. Good morning, Dr. Hickey, and thanks for talking to us this morning.
Morning.
These numbers which we had yesterday and which you've no doubt been tracking over the last number of weeks in relation to ICU provision, what do you make of them?
Well, I think, Brian, we need to take a step back from this. There was a prospectus report carried out in 2009, and at that time we had 289 critical care beds, which included intensive care beds and high dependency beds. And they recommended that by 2010, we would have 418 beds, and by 2020, we would have 579 beds. And that was based on demand at that time, long before there was any thought of a COVID pandemic. So you can see how critically short of critical care beds we are at the best of times. And all of us who work in frontline medicine know how difficult it can be to get somebody into an intensive care unit in a timely fashion. So for anybody to claim that we've adequate provision is simply not true. Now, what happened at the beginning of the COVID pandemic was every bit of capacity was turned towards COVID. In other words, elective activity stopped completely. And to be honest, the public stayed at home and there was very little throughput through emergency departments. So the normal workload that would come to a hospital that required critical care admission didn't arise. But that is arising now, and the numbers attending emergency departments are back to their normal levels, and in fact, in some places, are ahead of their normal levels. So we can fill critical care units at the best of times before COVID. You can imagine what will happen if we have a significant surge in COVID attendances that require ultimately ventilation.
Do you accept the HSE's assurance, and we heard it yesterday at their news briefing, and I quote, that we have enough on any given day, enough ICU beds on any given day to cope with demand?
Well, that wasn't true before COVID. Excuse me. It's not true now. It is possible to turn on some additional capacity, and perhaps they're referencing that. So, for example, the recovery areas of theatres and other areas that were earmarked for something else have the capacity to be turned back into critical care beds. And obviously there is a certain amount of critical care capacity in the private sector. But the reality is, and the prospectus report from 2009 is very clear about this, we're short of critical care capacity. And this is not dissimilar to the problems we have with general bed capacity, is that people are claiming all the time that we have enough, even though the evidence contradicts that.
Yeah, I suppose.
And we need to do something more dramatic than we've done up to now, which is small incremental improvements from time to time. We need to take this far more seriously and create the additional capacity. And we need to do it now.
We don't obviously want to alarm people, and we know that a lot of capacity, temporary capacity, was put into the system earlier in the year. A lot of it was never needed, thankfully, in the end. We also know that many of those who are becoming infected with the virus are younger people who are less likely to require hospital care. So if the pressure comes, is it going to come as a result of the pandemic, do you believe, or is it going to come from all the other demands that are placed on the system, particularly as we move into the winter months?
It's likely to be a combination of both, but what will tend to happen with COVID is that as the numbers keep rising, then after a lag period, there will be people who require hospitalization, there will be people who require critical care admission, and that's the pattern that's been seen elsewhere. And one of the worrying things of late is that although the infections typically are in a younger population, we're seeing an increase in the number of older people who by definition are the more vulnerable groups, getting infected, and it is they that are likely to require critical care admission, okay. as well as some young people, unfortunately.
Okay.
So I think the point is
briefly, if you can.
we need to actually address the issue rather than try to reassure people that there isn't a problem.
All right, Dr. Fergal Hickey, thank you very much indeed for joining us with that.